Well, it's time to have our monthly meeting with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. We have with us the President and CEO, Cindy Andrews, going right to the top because they had a big gathering yesterday. Cindy, how are you today?
Oh, my gosh, Bruce. What energy and excitement. And you can imagine when folks haven't seen each other for a year and a half, those that were vaccinated, we were able to gather. And we also had a Zoom audience, so it was great to be able to offer a meeting venue where folks were either comfortable gathering at the Ariel Hotel on Broadway or wanting to remain on Zoom. And so we were able to offer both options to our donors, our legacy members, and our community organization. So it was a great gathering.
It's funny. We probably have lost listening to that hum of the voices, you know, just sort of that little people gathering and talking, not really hearing little bits and pieces. Everything is been sort of isolated. That kind of, it's a sound that maybe we haven't heard for a while. Talk a little bit about maybe about what took place yesterday.
Well, we were very fortunate to be able to honor our affiliate funds. And so, as you know, and your listeners know, we've been really blessed to have an African-American community fund started many, many years ago by donors in our community, a Hispanic fund, a youth fund, and our women's fund. And each of those organizations, the president was able to share their perspective and honor a legacy donor that really has provided assistance over the years. In particular, our youth fund members, Aiden Pohl and Annalise Bloom, were able to stand up there and talk about the challenges of our high school students today. And if you think about a group of students, you know, they've been impacted, they've been asked to be concerned about their parents and their grandparents and work remotely and disconnect from their community. And so they honored Effective Leadership Academy and the work that they're doing to provide just kind of overall assistance and mental assistance and working with kids throughout our schools. And so it was just a great chance to gather, celebrate the work, but also talk about the work moving forward. And so we were able to kick off our Lorain County Scholars Connect program. And at the intro, we said congratulations just now on the radio to Maddie and to Nathan. I think your softball and your baseball players. And Maddie and Nathan will probably be going off to college this fall. And where do they go? And how do they stay connected to Lorain County? And so by offering this Lorain County Scholars Connect program, we're able to connect students. Maybe they're leaving Lorain County for college, yet want to stay connected to internships through Leadership Lorain, internships through the many businesses in our community, or maybe they're going to an institution that has other previous graduates from Lorain County have already been to. We used examples of Bowling Green and Xavier and Allegheny College, and how great to connect with a student that maybe graduated from there or is presently on campus, yet you don't know them, and yet you'll immediately have something in common.
Cindy, you mentioned the various funds. How does one get established?
Well, thank you so much for that question. We are just so excited to offer over 680 funds today. And any of your listeners can go to peoplewhocare.org and get a sense of, you know what, I'm really passionate about animal rescue. You know, we have two rescue dogs in our family. And through Friendship APL or one of a dozen other organizations, you can provide assistance to one of our local Lorain County nonprofits, or you could set up your own fund because you really care about animal rescue, yet you also care about your local schools. And so you'd like to set up something that, you know, is able to support both organizations, or you'd like to support an existing fund like our Women's Fund or African American Fund, or maybe you have a family member that you'd like to honor by setting up a scholarship fund. So the beauty of working with your community foundation, whether it's in Lorain County or, you know, a geography that you're familiar with, if we have guests listening, you're able to establish a fund, and it could start with as little as $20, $50, and create a fund that honors or is in memory of or is of a field of interest of something that you're interested in. And so we like to say our mission is connecting people who care with causes that matter. But yesterday we added the word all, because it really is connecting all people who care with causes that matter. And as I said, whether it's starting a fund with $20 or $100, it's about building that endowment and that legacy for ongoing opportunities here in our community.
It sort of shows how it's for the long term, not just the short term. And, you know, we've been through 1 year of something that's, you know, struggling through, but you realize what you're doing is going beyond 1 year, more years, and it sort of gives you sort of a sense of a long-range plan or something that has momentum that continues on.
Yeah, and it's that power of endowment. We hear about our higher ed institutions having endowments. Well, we have endowments right here in our community. We're kicking off Connect to a Cause for a second year. We generated over $170,000 for nonprofits in Lorain County September a year ago. And this year, September 17th, we'll be doing that again. And over 65 nonprofits have already signed up. And those will be building their endowment.
Still celebrating your 40th year? Going to make it 40th plus one? Kind of.
I still have some dollars into their endowments.
Yeah. So, again, we've got Cindy Andrews joining us from the Community Foundation of Lorain County. PeopleWhoCare.org is the site to go to see to find out some different things. And all the different organizations still busy. What was it like? You mentioned you were at the area on Broadway. What was it like to get into that sort of and breathe some life into that building after the way the year has gone?
Oh, my gosh. We had a board meeting at 7:30 a.m. And so Radhika has a lovely boardroom on the second floor. And so we were able to gather. And she has a outdoor patio as well. And then at 10:30, we had our legacy tea with our legacy donors. And we had that in the lobby area. And the sunlight just coming into that space. And then starting at 11:30, 11:45, other folks joined and gathered. And I don't want to say it was a hug fest, but there were a lot of hugs and just smiles. And we had a Jim Doman Community Service Award, and Catherine Waskovnik from Mercy Health was awarded that on behalf of the community. And so Victor from El Centro and Paris from the Urban League were celebrated. And so it just was a great community gathering. And a chance for folks to come together, see each other, and know that the momentum will continue to carry us forward in Lorain County.
When it was over, were you a little exhausted or invigorated? How did that feel? Because I mean, there's probably a lot of spirit that goes on with it.
Yes, there is a lot of energy in the room, and you know, you build from that energy, as your listeners do. You build from the energy of the conversation and the show, and we talk about hope. But we also talk about action. And so we're invigorated with our scholarship funds. We've got our youth coming together. We're sending them off next Wednesday with our scholarship recipients. Cole Thompson is our intern through Leadership Lorain. And Cole was a scholarship recipient of 2 years ago. So we just had a conversation with him at 8 o'clock this morning about how we're going to send off these students next Wednesday. The Wednesday after that, we're gathering with our Main Street. So it's an opportunity for us to continue to come together and support our community, and there is certainly a lot of energy there.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about the Community Foundation, as well as what else you're up to, where's a good place to get details on that?
Thank you. Please go to our website, peoplewhocare.org, or give us a call at 440-984-7390. And thank you so much for the opportunity to share across the community this morning. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks very much, Cindy. Have a good day.
Be well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cindy Andrews joining us, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Lorain County, peoplewhocare.org.